Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. What's up, everybody? Today, I'm talking about a topic that's not new. It's not particularly exciting, but it is wildly important for taking care of yourself and supporting healing, and that's sleep. Sleep is probably the single most important thing that I have done for my healing, improving my mind, my body, and my health, healing from trauma, all the things. When I don't sleep, I feel like shit. My brain is slower. I never really get into the groove of the day. I feel anxious. I get down on myself more easily. My energy is trash. And it just all around fucks me up. And the funny thing is that if you knew me before December 2021, I felt the exact opposite. I felt like sleep was a waste of time. I could not grapple with how people nap and enjoyed napping. It just baffled me. I literally slept the bare minimum to safely function at work and to live my life on my days off. I was a caffeine girl through and through. Give me all the stimulants. Give me pre-workout. Give me a quadruple shot of espresso. I would just do it all and just keep going. I just didn't like sleep. I knew I needed sleep, of course, and I didn't like how when I barely slept, it would impact my speed of, you know, go, 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 and thinking and doing and all that shit constantly. So I would sleep, you know, for 4 to 6 hours after my 12 to 14 hour night shifts and would get fucked up on my nights off and then sleep for, you know, 7, maybe sometimes even 10 hours, but it wasn't quality sleep. It was fucked up sleep. And I'd force myself out of bed because I had these arbitrary and completely irrational time parameters that I set for myself that if I wasn't up by a certain time, that I would be wasting my entire day. So I'd basically just guilt myself into waking up at a certain time, regardless of how I felt. And since I didn't give myself the opportunity to get much quality sleep ever, I would just fall asleep at the drop of a hat. The second I would get in bed, I would just be instantly out, which I thought, cool, I'm a good sleeper, apparently. No, I was a terrible sleeper. I was just so insanely exhausted that my body was like, quick, fall asleep before she thinks or starts thinking and decides to do anything else. And it was just so exhausted that it was just like, yes, finally. And I would just be out. It, you know, kept me in this chronic state of stress and adrenal fatigue because not only was I not sleeping much, I also was banging out, you know, 5 to 7 high intensity workouts a week, getting at least 15,000 steps, you know, running my ass off like a maniac as a charge nurse. I was constantly just keeping myself busy with running errands and cleaning my condo and doing tasks. And then my downtime, I say with quotations, was me just partying with my friends, just getting blitzed for hours on end. It's truly amazing how my body was able to function like this for so many years because fuck, it was a lot. I remember I would often get this overwhelming exhaustion when I'd be in the shower, probably because that was one of my few moments of, I guess, downtime. And I would just be like, oh, this is so annoying. I'm going to just make an espresso afterwards. I would never nap. It just never crossed my mind. I would just keep going and keep caffeinating and just keep pushing. It was insane. Back then, I had no real awareness to how shitty I really felt. It was my norm. It was my baseline. And I convinced myself that if I felt tired, the reaction was to, you know, find something to give me energy to keep me going. But now I complete 180 here. I absolutely prioritize sleep. I've cut back on drinking because of how it impacts my sleep. I aim to get, you know, 8 to 9 hours every night because I know how much better I feel and how much better I function when I do. When I first got my Oura Ring last year, I realized how fucked my sleep was. You know, I thought, oh, I'm getting, you know, a lot of sleep. I would, you know, pay attention to the time I went to bed, pay attention to the time I woke up. That was it. But in reality, I was actually waking up a ton of in the middle of the night. I was rarely getting deep sleep. I wasn't getting much REM sleep. I was just basically lightly sleeping, waking up so often, but I didn't realize it. And I felt it. It gave me, you know, by having the Oura Ring, it gave me those measurables that often confirmed when I felt crappy, like, wow, I got shit sleep. No wonder I feel this way. So now that I've, you know, gone through my story when it comes to sleep. I want to go through some of the research explaining the benefits of sleep and why it's so important that you prioritize getting quality sleep. So sleep helps to decrease anxiety. Deep sleep is basically like an anti-anxiety drug. It protects against anxiety. There was a study done in 2019 by Eddie Ben-Simone, who is a sleep researcher and neuroscientist, and she found that deep sleep decreased activity in the medial prefrontal cortex, which is a key player in regulating anxiety. Deep sleep essentially reorganizes the brain in a way that inhibits anxiety. So here's actually a quote from her talking about that study specifically. She said, deep sleep had restored the brain's prefrontal mechanism that regulates our emotions, lowering emotional and physiological reactivity and preventing the escalation of anxiety. How cool. There's a ton of research to support that low quality sleep and sleep, you know, deficiency, not sleeping enough, is tied to many mental health disorders and especially anxiety disorders. And now there is more research to support how getting good quality sleep can combat anxiety and improve emotional regulation, which rules. On a similar note, another benefit is that sleep improves your mood. A lot of research here is based on how lack of sleep correlates with, you know, increased anger, irritability, frustration, and sadness, and a decrease in positive moods. You know, even just partial sleep deprivation can have a negative impact on your mood. There was a study done in 1997 at the University of Pennsylvania, and it showed that limiting sleep to 4.5 hours a night for 1 week led to subjects feeling more stressed, angry, sad, and mentally exhausted. So 4.5 hours, that's normal for a lot of people. That was normal for me for a while, but just even 1 week of that led to these significant mood changes. And once the subjects resumed normal sleep, they reported a dramatic improvement in their mood, which is amazing. Sleep also helps with focus, memory, and overall cognitive function. This is probably not surprising information here, but the better quality sleep you get, the better your brain functions. The brain plasticity theory, which is based on research, you know, that they technically cannot prove, so that's why it's considered a theory. But this theory is that sleep is necessary for the brain to grow and reorganize its structure and function. And with that, adequate sleep allows our brains to process information, consolidate memories, learn and perform tasks, and form new pathways as we learn, and way more. All because we sleep and allow our brains to reorganize and function at an effective level. So when we don't sleep, all of those decline. Our ability to learn, creating new neural pathways, form memories, and process information, that all goes to shit. Our brains can't do all that effectively when we don't sleep, so our cognitive abilities decline when we don't get enough quality sleep. On top of those major ones, quality sleep also restores your immune system. It allows your body to recover, to improve athletic performance. It helps to regulate your blood sugar, promotes cardiac health, tons of other things. You know, these are just a few of the many benefits of sleep quality or quality sleep. Sleep is huge when it comes to healthy functioning and effective functioning. So now that I've gone into some of the benefits of quality sleep, here are some ways to actually improve your own sleep. Number one, this is my favorite. Block out light. As a night shift girl who had to sleep during the day, I know this is so huge. Use, you know, blackout curtains or an eye mask. Our bodies are tied to our circadian rhythm, which is the internal clock that our brain and body lives by. So when there's light, our brain's like, sick, time to be awake now, which that's not always the case. So that is why darkness is so important for sleep. Same goes with having bright lights and screens before you go to sleep. That is another way to signal to your brain that it's time to be awake. So when you minimize bright lights and minimize screen time before bed, that really helps to improve your quality sleep and your ability to fall asleep. Number two is minimize noise. Interestingly, when we wake up randomly, you know, in the middle of the night, it's often because of a sudden noise, but we don't realize that because it's already happened, you know, like a car goes by that's super loud or a thunder, you know, how that can like jolt you awake, but you may not always recognize it because sometimes the sound has passed. So if you use something like a sound machine or a white noise app or a fan, that will provide that baseline sound to help block out sudden loud noises to help keep you asleep. Number three, get exercise and natural light exposure during the day. This one is also really huge. So this helps to, you know, regulate your circadian rhythm, that internal clock, and to get you into a quality sleep rhythm. And also, there's just tons of research to support how exercise promotes sleep. I don't know all the physiology behind it. I didn't really get that far, but there's a ton of research. It's really mind-blowing how much research there is to support how exercise promotes sleep. I mean, let's be real. Exercise is pretty much good for everything. So there's that. So blocking light, you know, with darkness and an eye mask, minimizing noise with something like a sound machine, and getting exercise in natural light, those are my personal favorites that are tried and true that have helped me tremendously to establish a sleep routine that works for me, but also the research supports it. So this can really work for anybody. Of course, there's, you know, plenty of other things you can do, like keeping a consistent sleep schedule, limiting caffeine, especially in the afternoon, limiting alcohol, you know, eating dinner earlier, stay away from screens before bed, and so on. There's tons of things you can do. Let the internet be your friend here if you want to look into that further. But just know that there's really countless ways that you can improve your sleep. So if you're someone who's not getting great sleep quality, you're not sleeping through the night, you know, it takes a long time to fall asleep, you know, look into some of these, give them a try for a little while, at least like a week or so, and see how you feel. See if it makes a difference in your sleep. Sleep is just so incredibly important for mental and physical health. I can truly attest to this. There's just so many benefits that I barely scratch the surface here. As, you know, a former anti-sleep person, truly, to now a sleep lover, I can really attest that getting quality sleep has made the biggest difference in my mental and physical health. So, get some sleep tonight. Prioritize getting good sleep. Try out some of these tips and let me know what you think and what worked for you. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe if you haven't so you can see when new episodes drop. And thanks so much. I'll see you next time. Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in.